Joe and Alex show. Hey, it's Joe, by the way. That's who you're hearing right now. I always wanted to be like a news anchor, you know, like a newsman or woman. But I just really struggle with words. It's not my greatest strong suit, you know. I don't even know if that's a complete sentence. But I can't do that. But thanks to the power of radio and you listening, I can do Joe's Need to Know News, which is pretty darn close. More than 1,000 people have offered to adopt a newborn girl who was found wrapped in a plastic bag in a wooded area in Georgia. This story, honestly, I think I'll probably cry. I was listening to the audio earlier and I started chopping some onions over here. In a wooded area, the girl's name, they're calling her Baby India, as she has been named by nurses from a list of names for abandoned babies. By the way, did you guys know that there's actually a list for like abandoned babies? Like, hey, here's a possible name you'd call it. I've never heard of that in my life.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's insane. Here's what happened. I guess the baby was left in a tied up bag, like a plastic bag, near a rural kind of a road. A neighbor nearby called authorities and said he and his children heard a baby crying. A deputy located the bag, opened it, and discovered India, who was still covered in blood and had her umbilical cord still attached. This is the actual, this is the audio of like the police cam they have, the vest cam. But try not to cry here. And by the way, you can see this because it's so powerful online. I'll put it up at joeandalexshow.com in just a little bit.
Right, in the woods.
How did you hear it?
We heard it from our house.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my kid said it's a baby. I said it's an animal. Like, fine.
2283.
That's him taking the plastic off.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yes, look at
breathing,
you.
Breathing.
Crying,
trying to comfort.
Oh, look how precious you are.
Just amazing, but also so, it gets me so pissed to think somebody would put a baby in a plastic bag to die like that, but the baby's alive, and they're saying all those efforts those people did there, the first responders, helped save that baby because it still could have passed away. But just amazing, and that's going to be quite the story one day. I feel like the baby's going to go on to do such great things. And you can see the really powerful video online at joeandalexshow.com. Mallory, are you planning any kind of a big vacation anywhere soon? Are you doing anything or how's your summer looking?
Yeah, towards the end of the summer, my friend and I are going to go to Vegas.
Okay, then you know what? That's cool, but never mind, because then I guess you don't have to worry about this. I don't know if you thought about maybe going somewhere in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay. Delta Airlines is giving passengers, actually, if they're going to one of the Dominican Republic's airports, they're going to change or cancel tickets without the usual penalty. The flights covered by the waiver are those going to and from Punta Cana on the eastern tip of the island, where several American tourists have died in the past year. Delta said it's granting the waiver for travel through August 15th, and if passengers are going to rebook, they must begin travel no later than November 20th. But if passengers cancel the flight altogether, they will get a credit that they can use on Delta for a period of 1 year. That's what I do. I just cancel it and figure out I'm going to travel eventually, right? Mm-hmm. I'll use it then. This is kind of cool, and I think we forget about this, how much teachers do out of their own pocket. But Target's stepping up. They're offering teachers 15% discounts on school supplies this summer. The offer's going to run from July 13th through July 20th. So for that 1 week, teachers will have to get a coupon. It'll be emailed to them, and they have a school ID. That's how they're going to use it when they check out. And I'm actually going to put it the full list because there's a lot of things they're covering on there. It'll be up online for you to check out at joeandalexshow.com. So if you're a teacher or you have a friend that's a teacher or know a family member, make sure they get this full list so they can go and take advantage of it. This is interesting. I'm always into new things. Like when it comes to diets, my whole life I've done like, oh, I'll do Atkins, I'll do keto, I'll do different things. But maybe this is the kind of life to, I need to start leading. A 25-year-old Minneapolis woman claims she gets most of her energy from breathing exercises and doesn't need solid food to live.
Breathing exercises.
Yeah, she practices, and I'm going to probably mess this up, excuse me if I do, people, prana, P-R-A-N-A, prana. And she says that she also practices breathanism. Which is where the breathing practice she claims gives her nutrients from the air. So I guess she can pick it up.
That's organic. I mean,
it is. It's very, very earthy and healthy. She claims that it gets all that out of the air. She does the exercise for 40 minutes a day to get her energy, and she will also consume smoothies, teas, and juices instead of wholesome meals. She said the fasting and breathing practices have helped her become healthier. Her longest fast was 97 days. Holy.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a long time. That she said that she gets most of her extra calories from purified fruits and veggies. Since adopting the new lifestyle, the woman said she has more energy than ever and feels better and more relaxed. I mean, I wish it would be that easy just to suck down some air and feel satisfied, but That never happens for me.
I know. I've tried it. Can't say the same.
And finally, I love little kids because there's something about it. Maybe they haven't been exposed to certain things that they're not scared. They're not afraid. Because normally you think like a young girl might be scared of something. But this little girl walks into her house. She straight up is just funny as hell. And she's carrying a dead squirrel. And listen to her sisters freak the heck out.
Claire, put the dead squirrel down!
Claire!
Claire!
Put it outside!
Claire! Go outside. Claire, put the dead squirrel down. Claire, put it.
It's a giant-ass squirrel.
Now, to paint the picture of the video, she's not like, she's just a little innocent girl. And she's like, oh, look, pet squirrel.
Claire, put the dead squirrel down.
She's not like shoving it in the girl's faces or anything.
No, and her face is the best part, too, because she's just like casual. Like, dead squirrel in my hand, you know. What are you guys screaming about?
Why do I feel like this is going to be a remix? Like, I think of Skrillex, like, what is it, Nice Spirits or something like that? And
what?
It's like, Mom, oh my God! It's going to be like this.
Claire, put the dead squirrel down!
Hey, check out all these videos and these stories we talked about in Joe's Need to Know News in one place. Go online to joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.